Paper missionaries are making a difference in the Middle East. Gospel materials are distributed in good news clubs, Christmas party clubs, open air events, schools, libraries, churches, hospitals, public transportation, and wherever children gather. Over 2.5 million of the Meet the King booklet have been printed in one country in 10 languages. One boy wrote, "I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior by reading this tract. I started to attend the Bible class, Good News Club, near my home." Another child brought home a Meet the King booklet. After reading it, the father said, "This is what we have been looking for." The little boy did not know his parents were going to kill all their children and commit suicide because their situation was so bad. These paper missionaries will not only be read by the children, but by their families and even entire villages. One mother wrote, "We have seen a great change in our daughter's life and came to know that she has accepted Jesus. We have read the small book which was given to her. Now we are planning to go to church." This policeman was interested to know what the workers were passing out on the street. He readily accepted the booklet and the sweet treat. In other places, the same country, the workers would have been arrested. A taxi driver wrote, "I found a small booklet, Meet the King, in my taxi after I dropped a family. I started reading the book. I feel some changes taking place in my mind. I need a Bible to know more about Jesus." These children received Meet the King in Arabic. One worker wrote, "When we distributed Meet the King tracts to all our Good News Club children, Prakash kept it in his school bag. At school, while he was pulling out his books, his friend saw the tract and gave it to his teacher. The teacher was furious because it appeared that it belonged to another religion. He was threatened that he would be expelled if next time he brought it to school. But because of this incident, many were curious to know more about Jesus, and his friends are attending the club." The worker in one country provided Meet the King to school libraries. A parent said, "I would like to share that today I went to pick up my daughter from the school. She told me happily that she saw the book in the school's library, and even the teacher has given to the children in the class as well. It's answer of your prayers. Keep praying for our children's ministry in our country, that God would open more doors so we could reach to every child." In one country, a worker distributed Meet the King to children in the hospital. He said the children were asking for two copies so they could share with a friend. The worker also gave the booklet to people riding the bus that same day. The gospel message isn't only for children. Children in Arabic-speaking countries have been receiving a better life for the past several years. These two girls are in a refugee camp, and the next two pages show children receiving this booklet, plus the Gospel of Mark. Who can forget the bombings on Easter Sunday morning in Sri Lanka several years ago? These children in the middle are committing themselves to the Lord in Sunday school just prior to going downstairs for worship, where the bomb exploded. Within 1 week, the Do You Wonder Why booklet was being translated into Tamil and Sinhala. Since then, 600,000 copies have been printed. A worker in Sri Lanka wrote, "There was a family which was abandoned by the villagers due to bad behaviors of the family members, especially a 10-year-old boy. So, this 10-year-old boy was so badly affected and he was rejected by all. But after receiving this booklet, he came to know Jesus loves him. He and his family was changed and now they became Christians." When the fertilizer storage facility exploded last year, we printed 10,000 copies of Do You Wonder Why in Arabic for distribution. The Greatest Doctor evangelistic tract has been translated into 16 languages in our region. Over 3 million have been printed so far. One country has asked for 5 million more because these tracts are relevant to the current situation and have a clear gospel message. Other countries around the world have translated and printed this tract. For testimonies and pictures, click on Ministries on our Middle East page. Also, go to our digital library to read and download the translations. This tract is for sale at CEF Press in English. The Middle East also provides discipleship materials. These children have received their very first 60-day Wonder Devotional book. Arabic has been translated previously, but will be revised according to the latest version. Translations are beginning for other languages for the very first time. The Everyday with God devotional books for younger children have been translated into Arabic and shipped to most Arabic-speaking countries through the boxes of books. These devotional books were distributed to homeless children, in good news clubs, and door-to-door in one of our countries during the pandemic. The workers reported that they were able to go into Muslim homes and share the gospel using these devotional books. There were many decisions for Christ. There are 750 million children in our region who need to hear about Jesus. Will you help us by supporting Middle East literature so we can continue to translate, print, and distribute evangelistic and discipleship materials in our region? Our goal is for every child to have at least one opportunity to hear the gospel. Will you help us?